Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Nationally by the Gab Radio Network. The city.
Hoping to hear some music here, Ben. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We're riding the storm out, so to speak, and not where I am, but where Jeffrey Zavar is. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're talking to Jeffrey Zavar. He's in Broward County, right, Jeff?
Fort Lauderdale area.
Broward County, riding the storm out in Irma.
What? Irma.
Irma.
Or as the kids are saying, Irma God.
Irma God. So, okay. In the previous segment, Jeff was talking about what he did, what he's been doing to let his customers know that he's still there, he's available. What can I do to help you in advance of this thing?
Won't be available.
You know, my next guest is going to talk about what do you do after the thing's gone by. You're going to have to, you got to make another phone call and say, hey, how are we doing? But in the meantime, now we got to start looking after ourselves.
Right.
And the governor has said, Floridians, this is not a regular storm. This is a dangerous storm. Get the heck out of town.
Right.
And you said, nah, 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 nah.
Well, in my defense, Governor Scott said, if you are in an evacuation zone, get out.
Right.
Okay, so I am not in an evacuation zone.
What does that
zone.
Mean?
An evacuation zone, typically those who know those on the East Coast know U.S. 1 or Federal Highway, which is the sort of coastal. It's not A1A, which runs north to south all along the eastern seaboard. But that's like an eye shot of the water. That you've got to get out. But U.S. 1 is about 4 miles, roughly about 4 miles from the coast.
Right.
Throughout Broward, Palm Beach County.
It's a beautiful drive.
It's a beautiful stretch. In some places it's highly urbanized. In some places it's very rural and you know, very tree lined, et cetera. Typically evacuation zones in Florida along the East Coast are from U.S. 1 eastward. So he came out yesterday and working with the state mm-hmm. emergency preparation folk, said anyone, and this would be with almost any storm, anyone east of U.S. 1, the typical evacuation zone, get out, which means move west of U.S. 1,
mm-hmm.
Probably on the west coast of Florida. It's east of U.S. 41, move
but,
east of
but,
U.S.
But aren't you telling me that southern Florida is like a is like a parking lot? I mean, it's like gridlock
yeah,
down there now?
It's horrible because a lot of people have taken that to say – a lot of people learned from Charlie and Gene
right.
and
mm-hmm.
Francis and even Andrew, 26 years
yeah.
ago, that you don't want to be here not just for the storm but the aftermath of the storm
right.
where you could go weeks
without
power.
Power, food, water.
Power, water.
Yeah.
No gasoline.
Gators,
no
gators are snakes in your yard.
Yeah, you know, it's horrible. Now,
yeah.
Now we've decided to hunker down. I have a generator. I have it's not a whole house generator, but I have a generator. I filled up five-gallon jugs of gas. Our cars are filled. We stocked up the pantry. There's bottles in the freezers. We have two fridges.
Which should help you in the aftermath. But what if this thing gets your house a direct hit, Jeff? Aren't
if it gives the
that?
House a direct hit, then then you think
adios,
otherwise.
Amigo.
You make plans. We have alternatives. We have other plans.
Yeah.
So for example, we're staying for the landfall, for the actual assault. We have friends who have a house near us that was built recently. It's got impact glass,
right.
So things, and it has a full house generator.
So you got a plan B to evacuate
yes.
over to there.
And that's what's important because a lot of people
yeah.
don't have. You know, there's people they got these old salts who I've lived here since
yeah.
1937. I'm not moving.
God bless those guys though. They probably have ridden a bunch of tough stuff out.
Well, and I got to tell you, homes were made much differently back then.
That's right.
You know, where now they're like, balsa wood and thumbtacks were back
but
then.
But basically, I want to come back to one thing here.
Yes.
Basically, if you are trying to get out of South Florida right now,
you're too
late. You're really better off to go back home, aren't you? I mean, I don't want to get in the way of the governor's message, but you're saying, folks, you were telling me earlier, Jeff, the interstates are plugged and there's no gas in the interstates.
It's a parking lot from here. I had people overnight, like 2, 3 a.m., sending you know, posting Facebook images and whatnot of Interstate 95 in the Turnpike as a parking lot at 2 a.m.,
wow.
all just red taillights the whole way up, brake
well,
lights
and,
the whole
and see,
way up.
And see, that's worse because now you're in your car,
right?
Wedged. It's like you're like Sonny, what's his name, in The Godfather, right? Between
oh,
the cars and
yeah.
the, you know, you can't go anywhere.
Exactly. Now, again, the governor did not say leave Florida. He said if you're in evacuation zone, get
yeah.
out. Because people who are inland, it's better to stay put. If
right.
your home is, if your
well,
home
why did you say you're not? If you're in Fort Lauderdale, why are you not in an evacuation area?
Because I'm not. Evacuation areas typically are coastal, where storm surge and flood.
You're pretty close, aren't you?
I'm 12 miles from the ocean.
That's pretty close.
That's pretty close, but it's not like a big cat.
I don't think. I don't think Irma's going to make that a distinction there, Jeffrey.
No, I spoke to her, and you know, I said, "Look, Irma, God, this is what we're doing. We're gonna
I
be
think
kind
Irma,
on
I think
spring.
Irma's gonna go, might slide over and might not make a distinction at all.
Might slap me around a little
12
bit.
12 miles
and then
to a Category
Jose,
5 hurricane is nothing.
Yeah, this is it's you know it's decreased a little bit, but you don't go on projections. You go
Man.
You expect the worst.
But you know what, Jeff? One last thought as we wrap up and send you off with Godspeed. You know, the small businesses that are going to get hit by this, I know you joined me in sending out your thoughts to all the small businesses in the Houston area. I mean, those people, the customers who aren't there today, would they, all the businesses that operated so close to the vest over there, my heart's broken for all those folks. And now I'm worried about Florida.
It's horrible. But, you know, we will rebuild. It happened after Andrew. It'll happen after Harvey.
Hey, Jeffrey, you be careful down there. We got too much stuff to do, okay?
There you go.
Take care of that family.
Thank you, Jim.
Take care,
buddy. Thank you all.
Bye. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He's only half crazy, but he's fully half.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.